Vehicle inspectors who have been feeling under attack from the Transport Agency say they've won a reprieve. The industry is now expecting the watchdog to be gentler and rogue assessors to be reined in. Phil Pennington reports.
Was the vehicle inspector issuing your car or truck warrant of fitness looking stressed out the last time you went into the garage? If they were, Greg Epps from the Motor Trade Association thinks he knows why. He's been wheeling in inspectors to tell their transport agency how it is on the shop floor.
We've actually brought members in to talk to them. We've certainly had them show surprise at some of the things that have been happening.
He says that includes inconsistent audits region by region, inspectors sitting tests without being allowed to check the many pages of written rules, and multiple assessors looking over an inspector's shoulder. The Transport Agency has been cracking down on the industry since 2018, following the death of a Dargaville man whose frayed seatbelt failed in a crash. The repair shop admitted it issued a warrant without properly inspecting the car. Now the agency is being accused of going too far. One industry player, who RNZ agreed not to name, describes their experience this way. Their words are revoiced.
NZTA have caused many of us huge losses, financially crippling our businesses, causing ongoing extreme stress and mental health issues. Our reputations are down the drain, and we're not sure if we can ever claw our way back.
RNZ has heard several inspectors with similar accounts. The Motor Trade Association has written to its many thousands of members saying Waka Kotahi has agreed in recent talks to a more collaborative approach to address any safety concerns with vehicles. Flying in the face of this, the agency told RNZ that audits are not being changed. However, the country's largest vehicle safety assessor, VTNZ, is counting a win. Its national technical manager is Craig Basher.
There was a sole reliance on regulatory sanction as opposed to a balance of inform and educate. It's not the fact that the sanctions were over the top, it's more the fact that the sanctions were one-hit wonder. People make mistakes. And when they make mistakes, they don't want to be held to account to an extreme. But what we're seeing now is a rebalancing.
Greg Epps is also in no doubt. The audit process may stay the same, but the attitude and approach will shift to being less adversarial.
We'd have to say to anyone who is facing the pressure that it will change, it will stop. We are working with the agency to ensure that those assessments are done consistently, they're done fairly, and that they recognise the skill and experience of the people doing the job.
Warrant of Fitness consultant Andrea Andrew says now is a good time for inspectors facing sanction to seek a review.
You will find now NZTA a bit more gentler, a bit more accepting of reasons why they don't have their bookwork up today, or they've missed a part on the car.
Overall, the industry players say the vehicle inspection regime, its wheels realigned and rebalanced, should make for safer roads and happier inspectors. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, Caulfield Pennington, aho.